USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus and the Trump administration's response to it finding its way into the 2020 race for the White House. Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden is set to deliver a speech in Delaware today on the response to the pandemic. The former VP has been critical of President Trump's response to it. Last night, President Trump did impose restrictions to prevent people from 26 European nations from traveling to the United States for at least 30 days. That speech by the president came a day after Biden canceled some upcoming public rallies amid the widening public health concerns. Severe weather will stretch across a dozen states today with damaging wind gusts, large hail, and tornadoes from the Mid-South to the Ohio Valley. Forecasters expect the worst of the weather to hit this afternoon and evening in northeast Texas and southeast Oklahoma. And this is USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Global stocks and oil prices continue to dive. The Dow Jones Industrial Average losing over 1,400 points yesterday. Wall Street now in official bear market territory. Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management says long-term investors should just stay the course.
Yeah, stay in the course. Okay. Again, stay with technology. Technology was a leader before the coronavirus. Once we get out of this pickle, out of this mess, I believe technology will be the leadership.
The coronavirus pandemic affecting TV programs, for instance, the Ellen DeGeneres Show, is the latest to say it's going to do away with a live audience until further notice. Tapings are done for the week, so this is going to start Monday. Several other programs have made similar moves. The U.S. women's national soccer team protesting unequal pay by wearing their jerseys inside out. Earlier this week, court filings revealed the Soccer Federation had argued that male players were entitled to more money because their job required a higher level of skill. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There have been U.S. casualties after a deadly airstrike in Iraq.
A barrage of rockets fired at a military base in Iraq has caused American casualties. A U.S. defense official says two service members were killed along with a British national. 30 rockets were fired at Camp Taji from a mobile truck launcher. 18 of them hit inside the camp. The rockets were similar to those used in previous attacks by Shiite militias. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The man serving a life sentence for his role in the D.C. sniper murders nearly two decades ago is now married. The Washington Post reporting Lee Boyd Malvo married an unidentified woman last week at a prison in Virginia. That's the state where the then 17-year-old Malvo and John Allen Muhammad were convicted in 2002 of killing two people. Muhammad was executed 11 years ago for the killings in Virginia and in Maryland. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is back in the spotlight, not for politics, but for singing. Palin was revealed as a contestant on The Masked Singer after she sang Baby Got Back while wearing a bear costume in last night's edition. The celebrity judges on the popular game show thought maybe it was Christina Applegate or Tina Fey rapping the Sir Mix-a-Lot hit, but Palin called it the weirdest thing she'd ever done. Said it was all about fun, though, and unity. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.